just a couple other questions. You know, we talk about the streak. You know, at the time we were talking about how it kind of saved baseball. But your thoughts on that, and how is baseball? Because anyone who drives north on I-95 knows how much you're involved with baseball at all levels.
Mm-hmm. It's been said that I helped people come back to baseball because after the 94 season, we had a strike and then we had a lockout. And the World Series was canceled, so a lot of people were not too happy with the business side of baseball. And I think they preferred to look at it as a game. And I think the streak itself, you know, tied itself back to a time when people thought of it as a game. So the streak in Lou Gehrig and the celebration of an old-time work ethic, I think, helped people come back. I didn't intend to try to bring people back, but I think all baseball players were sensitized to, making the fans, a part of the action. And the streak gave me an opportunity to do just that. So I didn't set out to do it, and I don't think I was the savior. But I think at some point, right after the strike was over and the cancellation of the World Series, people were looking for something good, and the streak was something good for them.
How is the game of baseball right now? Because you see it at all levels with what you're involved with in your dad's foundation and everything.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I'm dealing in the very early stages of baseball, the kids. And the game, you know, there are numbers that says that kids are playing different sports and they're specializing in sports, and the number of kids playing baseball themselves has gone in the wrong direction. But I think there's still tens of millions of kids that are playing baseball. And what I see, there's the same sort of honest fervor about the game and discovering the game and learning the game. It's a hard game. And kids are enjoying it. The ones that are playing it, they're playing it year-round, and they're playing in different tournament experiences. And so I see an honest sort of enjoyment of the game of baseball, and it's fun to work with those kids. So I think the game's in good shape. The people are watching it at record numbers. People are attending it at ballparks at record numbers. So I think the game's in good shape. We'd still like to get more kids playing baseball, and we'd like to get more kids staying in baseball a little longer.
How much do you miss being in the clubhouse? Because that on a day-to-day basis, because that's been a part of your life since you were a kid.
Yeah, the most comfortable place on earth for me is inside the clubhouse. I've had a chance to go in there and visit Buck Showalter a couple times and Brady Anderson in the clubhouse. And it almost seems like this is home. This is a peaceful place. I find myself in board meetings and in New York and in different sort of financial meetings at times, or trying to pitch a concept, and you find out you're in a suit and a tie, and this feels sort of weird. But when you go back into the locker room, it seems like that's the comforting place. So I do like going in there. I do believe that it's their place now. It's not mine. So I limit my visits to very few. But when I'm in there, I feel pretty comfortable.
Final question for you tonight: the celebration. Is there a memory that we talked about the connection with your dad and the specific night, but is there another memory that really sticks out for you and you cherish from those days that night or leading up to tying the record?
Well, I mean, it is interesting. Time's ticking, right? And we're getting older, and in some cases you look back and say the accomplishment was the accomplishment 20 years ago. Nothing's really changed except time has added on to it. And you do have a chance to reflect on it. And remember all the different things. There couldn't have been anything more special than, you know, celebrating it with my teammates, playing really well during that three-game series with California, winning those games. We all took a source of pride into that. But, the lap around the ballpark and looking up in my dad's eyes, there were just so many moments in there that involved family that I can cherish. So it's hard to pick out one or two. But it's been fun reminiscing, and it's been fun talking about it.